The Lombardi may have been lifted, but that doesn't mean there's no football to talk about. It's the offseason, and there's no better way to stay up to date with the latest from our league than with the Around the NFL podcast. Join me, Dan Hansis, and my buds, Mark Sessler and Greg Rosenthal, for news and fresh content all offseason long. From the start of free agency, where we'll break down familiar faces headed to new places, to the next generation of superstars walking across that stage at the NFL draft, we have you covered. Listen to the Around the NFL podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Heed the call.
It's draft season. The 2024 NFL draft is right around the corner, and the Move the Six podcast has you covered for all your draft needs. The show's hosted by me, Daniel Jeremiah, and my partner, Bucky Brooks.
When it comes to Detroit and the draft, Move the Sticks is the podcast that will answer all of your questions. Who should you put in your mock draft? Don't worry, tune in and you'll be ready to watch the draft like a scout.
We've been studying these prospects all season, so you won't get a better opinion. Subscribe now and listen to the Move the Sticks podcast on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft.
That's right. We will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and surprises.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year.
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
Thanks for listening to the Doug Gottlieb Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday, 3 to 6 Eastern, 12 to 3 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Doug Gottlieb Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
What up with you, Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. Hope you're doing great. We're broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. Unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. You ever own, like, this happens a lot, right, where we... teams own one another. Like for the longest time, the Patriots owned the Colts. The Patriots owned the Colts for the longest time, but then the Colts owned the Broncos, only to have Peyton Manning switch to the Broncos. It feels like there's a little bit of ownership of the Bengals and the Chiefs. Although you can make the argument maybe the Bills as well, as the Bills have beaten the Chiefs two of the last three times and should have beaten them in the playoffs. Here's Pat Mahomes talking about the loss yet again to the Bengals.
Yeah, we definitely executed at a higher level than we did in the playoff game. I thought the guys did a good. They did a great job of kind of blocking there. They got us that one at the very end. We wish we could have a little bit more time. They had a good game plan, and we executed at a high level at some points in the game. But we got to be, if you're going to beat a good football team, you got to execute throughout the entire game.
Right. That's it. Hey, listen. The stuff we can get away with against the bad teams, against the Broncos, we can't get away with against the Bengals. Here's Zach Taylor was asked if Joe Burrow should be in the MVP conversation.
Absolutely. Absolutely. He's playing at the level we need for him to lead us to be confident that we can go win every game we play. So whatever those conversations are like, there's no doubt. I've said it before, I wouldn't trade him for anybody in the world.
Okay. Here's Joe Burrow on the win.
Yeah, we know the guys we have in that room. We've been there, done that. Like I said, it's December, coming into January. This is where teams start to separate themselves.
I would agree. By the way, the Chiefs' record against everyone other than the Bengals in the last 25 games is 20-2. Right, and two of those two losses are, I believe, against the Bills, aren't they? I know one is this year in the regular season. I think last year in the regular season as well. They're 0-3 against Cincy. They've only lost to two teams in the last 25 games. So does that make us buy into the Bengals? Like, nah, it kind of feels like you know what it is. You know, you sort of know what you got. The Bengals look like they're the best team out of the AFC East. AFC North. The AFC South, right? Houston is awful. Jacksonville, Indy, ew. Tennessee, eh. You know? The Raiders now one game behind the Chargers trying to get in that playoff discussion. Obviously, you got the Chiefs there. And in the AFC East, you got the Dolphins, who aren't as good as their record, but they'll be in the wild card. And the Bills will likely win the division. And then we'll see what the Patriots, again, for that last spot. Yes, yes, John Rob.
I kind of feel like what you say. I kind of feel like people kind of counted the Bengals out. Like, they kind of ran them off this season. Like, oh, that was a fluke. They made it last year's Super Bowl. Like, eh. And I kind of feel like they're putting their foot down on that type of stuff right now.
I think it's a great point, John, because usually it's the team that loses in the Super Bowl that struggles the next year. And the Bengals were thought of as being fluky. I pointed out last year, if you guys remember in the playoffs, like, look at the good teams they beat on the way to the playoffs. Shouldn't be surprised that they're beating these teams in the playoffs. But it was still seen as kind of fluky, whereas the Rams, now you look at what's happened, that one feels more fluky now that you've had time to create distance from it.
2 weeks ago, or last week, they played Tennessee last week, right? And they beat them in Tennessee. A lot of people were saying, like, oh, Tennessee, no doubt, no brainer. I mean, they're just going to wallop them. And they beat them in Tennessee. And it was like, wait a minute. So, yeah. I mean, I don't want to say that the Rams was fluky, but I agree. I understand what you're saying, that they had a harder road to hoe to the Super Bowl than maybe the Rams did. A lot of things fell the Rams' way for that. But, you know, they still won, so I'm not gonna say fluky. I still think they deserved it, but you're right. I think the Bengals.
Well, no, listen. What fluky means to me, and again, you guys can hop into this conversation. Fluky means to me is, the likelihood of it being replicated. Right, a lot of things had to go in their favor in order for them to win a Super Bowl. You know, Von Miller just happening to become available. That really helped, you know, and the fact that they didn't need Von Miller for only those games. And remember, they had a running back who came back off of an Achilles tendon tear after, like, what, 6 months out? It was like something crazy. You know, they had OBJ and didn't have him for the second half, but they have him just enough in the Super Bowl to use him and on the way to the Super Bowl. And they didn't have to play the Packers, who had beaten them the previous year and beaten them that year as well. They didn't have to go into Green Bay and play the Packers. Instead, the Packers were beaten by the Niners, and then the Niners drop an interception. Like, all those things. And now the difference is, if one thing goes wrong, and they've had several things go wrong, now the Rams are completely exposed because they're a top-heavy team, as opposed to the Bengals, who they work through some things. Everything doesn't go right, but whether it's the quarterback or the overall level of talent, I mean, they got a wide receiver who's incredible. You got a quarterback who's incredible. You got two running backs. They got a level of overall talent. Their overall talent, I think, is better, so they can sustain a Jamar Chase missing a couple games.
I agree with you on all those points.
All right. Well, good that we had that agreement.
They've also been able to sustain no Joe Mixon, because Samaje Perine's just stepped in and done everything Mixon's done. It's pretty amazing.
Totally. It's really interesting. Also, both former Oklahoma players. That's also kind of interesting.
It was a big shakeup, though, yesterday, because now Buffalo, if you like the phrase, you don't like the phrase, controls their own destiny,
yeah,
whatever it is.
I love the phrase in this particular instance. I hate the phrase generally. But
yes,
on.
They went out. They will have home field throughout the playoffs.
I remember they got the Jets at home, the Dolphins at home, to the Bears, to the Bengals, Patriots at home. So not out of the woods, but the Dolphins at home, you feel like, one, they're better than two, the weather.
Yeah.
The Jets, the Mike White thing came crashing back down to earth. Bears is going to be a win. And Bengals is a tough game on the road.
Huge.
But, huge game.
Absolutely huge. But, you know, with Kansas City having just those two losses, you needed them to lose. And they probably weren't going to do it, at some point in their two games against the Broncos. They've got another one against the Raiders. You never know how that matchup goes. But the Bills needed that slip-up from Kansas City And the Bengals did them the favor, and the Bills can handle the Bengals themselves. So it's all there for Buffalo.
Okay, so did you guys see, like, have you guys seen the number of these quarterbacks? So, and I understand that some of these guys have been or will be beaten out or whatever, but the starting quarterback for Notre Dame, the starting quarterback for Clemson, the starting quarterback for Oklahoma State. Okay, so all three of these, Oklahoma State fell apart, partially because Spencer Sanders was hurt. But these are three of the top 25 teams in the country, and they each have guys starting quarterbacks that started this year and are in the transfer portal. That's nuts. That's nuts. Right? Again, this is not, and I mean, whether or not DJ Ungalele is going to get beaten out or not, which feels likely to happen, he started for him for 2 years. Now, Notre Dame lost their starting quarterback, and he was, what, 8-2 as a starter and has eligibility back. Which is the most surprising to you, Buyer? Name that pops up that you're like, that's a stunner to me.
I'll answer it this way because it's not going to answer your question. I was not surprised that DJ Uiagalelei entered because he was replaced at the end. It's just now a matter of, you know, Graham Mertz is moving on from Wisconsin, new head coach there. You also, I think, if you're a player, if you're, you know, a player that is looking for a fresh start,
yeah,
you look at a place like Ohio State or Alabama, where their two quarterbacks are likely to be moving on to the NFL. And, you know, specifically with a place like Ohio State, you saw what happens when Justin Fields comes in. And if, you know, if you're a quarterback looking for that change and if they're ready to do it, if they're not, you know, happy with what they have behind CJ Stroud, then there's opportunities. And I think that there are places like that in college football and will happen when it all, you know, ends up shaking out. Remember the dominoes after, you know, Caleb Williams enters? I mean, you know, it's like, I mean, you know, he goes to USC and Dylan Gabriel goes to Oklahoma and you know, and it's da da da. And so I think it's this is the dominoes being set up, and then once one starts, then they'll all follow in. It is, yeah. I'll tell you what, it's not bad for college football interest. This is the free agency. This is your hot stove. This may not be at the heart of what college athletics is all about, but if you want to talk about interest and having interest outside of just the games that are played on Saturday, this is a way to do it.
Okay. The converse side to that, and I would agree with you, it makes it more of a 365-day, you know, job and sport to cover. The other side to it is that with so many names changing places, I think it makes it harder for fans to really buy into their dudes and their teams, right? Like, it just is. Like, I'll give you a Spencer Sanders. Like, Spencer Sanders could return for a sixth year, and you would leave as arguably the most decorated quarterback at Oklahoma State, his own coach notwithstanding, right? Mm-hmm. Or you go to a new place to play for 6 months. That's an interesting one.
Yeah.
Like, because now, like, what's your alma mater? Where do you go home to?
I'm so glad, because I know you brought this up last week. I look at Russell Wilson. So when we talk about Russell Wilson, and I know that when he's on Sunday Night Football, he says a whole pack of Badgers, which is the Wolfpack of NC State and University of Wisconsin Badgers. That's his way of naming both schools. But you ask people where you think that Russell Wilson went to college, and I think Wisconsin would win out over NC State. And he took him to a Rose Bowl. They were really good the 4 months that he was there, you know, and playing. And so, you know, Spencer Sanders goes somewhere and, you know, I don't know, leads a team to a college football playoff appearance. Guess what?
But there's so many guys who don't.
Yes, correct.
Right?
They're one-offs, yep.
Like, Michael Penix has been great, okay, at Washington. And I love that he's staying. But those are the exceptions. The rule is, a lot of times, guys, and Keaton Slovis, right? Starting USC, leaves USC, goes to Pitt. When he gets to Pitt, Pitt's best wide receiver goes to USC. You know, and now Boston College's quarterback is going to replace him at Pitt, so now he's without a place.
How much do you think the NFL plays into this? Like, these guys thinking, like, all right, I do another year in school, I can make NIL money, and maybe my pro prospects are better after the new start.
This is my belief. I think the good in NIL is going to come from whether it's quarterbacks, power forwards, or college point guards, guys that really have very limited top-end pro potential. Instead of making a dumb decision going to the NBA or NFL, they stay a year or two, maybe even three longer, because they're able to command, you know, make so much money. Mm-hmm. You know, like Oscar Tshiebwe was the National Player of the Year. He's a second-round pick whenever he comes out, maybe. Maybe he sticks in the league, maybe he doesn't. But in college basketball, he's a big name, a good personality, and he's making seven figures. I think college basketball, it's those small point guards that aren't really valued at the next level, and those kind of college big guys, if you will. And the same thing for quarterbacks. You know, a lot of these quarterbacks, the best it's ever going to get is college football. You know, stay in college football as long as you can, where you can get a bunch of money. And then, yeah, you get more volume of reps. Maybe that makes you a more refined player for the pros. But if nothing else, like, there's no real fallback. At least in the pros in basketball, you can go overseas and make some money. You don't really have that in the NFL, even with the XFL stuff.
Yeah, I think we'll see a track record of guys who have maybe moved to multiple places, and each time maybe their value gets less and less. Yeah. That may be more of the norm, but I do, you know, I don't know what Spencer Sanders' prospects are. Probably don't think that they're magnificent, but if that's what he wants to do and doesn't feel like another year at Stillwater will help him, then maybe go somewhere where he thinks that could be an opportunity.
No question. No question. The question becomes, do guys understand what they leave behind in terms of legacy-wise?
Sure.
And will they be kind of welcome back?
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific.
It's draft season. The 2024 NFL Draft is coming up, and the Move the Sticks podcast has you covered for all your draft needs. Do you want to watch the game like a fan, or have the mind of a scout? The show's hosted by me, Daniel Jeremiah, and my partner, Bucky Brooks. The two of us bring knowledge from careers as NFL talent scouts to the podcast world so fans can watch and understand the nuances of the game like never before.
If you want to learn everything about this year's prospects ahead of the draft and learn what makes them stand out, there's no better podcast than Move the Sticks. Who are the top five draft prospects at each position? Which quarterbacks are going in the first round? Who are the top 50 prospects in the draft? Who should you put in your mock draft? We have all the answers for you.
We've been studying these prospects all season, so you won't get a better opinion. We'll have several new episodes dropping each week, and you don't want to miss a single one. Subscribe now and listen to the Move the Sticks podcast on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wow, the Chiefs did it. They went back to back.
The end of another season, and now for some time away from the studio.
Oh, Mark, we're not done. Now the fun starts. It's the off season.
The combine.
Guys running really fast. You bet we're covering
it. Free agency.
Old faces and new places. Of course we'll talk about
it. Got the draft.
The next generation of stars. It's a must.
I'll just set up a sleeping bag in the studio.
That's right. There's no better way to stay up to date on the latest from our league than listening to Around the NFL. We'll break down all the moves in free agency and make sure you're ready for the start of next season.
I'll be here, so you should listen to every word we say about everything we see.
That's right, Mark.
Listen to the Around the NFL podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Heed the call.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and all the crazy surprises we never can predict. what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get three wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. And he has not been picked up at this point off of waivers, and we'll see what happens with the Niners. Rich Ornberger joins us. Of course, you can hear him on his daily show on our affiliate in San Diego. Plus, you can hear him on weekends here on Fox Sports Radio. He joins us in the Doug Gottlieb Show on Fox Sports Radio. If you're the Niners, what do you do at quarterback?
You know, I was pretty impressed with what Brock Purdy was able to do when he got into that game. He didn't panic. He helped manage that offense. It's pretty good defense he was playing against. You know, one of the things that you need to see when a guy's a backup is when he's in there and the bullets are flying for real, can he handle the emotions? Can he handle the moment? And you don't know until you know, and now you do. You know, so look, I mean, we see this sometimes where a guy can step into a situation and have automatic success, and then it fizzles out. I think Mike White last year provided proof that that's the case, not just sometimes, but a lot of times with the New York Jets. He did, again, this season kind of have a nice season debut. The follow-up wasn't as good. So I would stick with Brock Purdy. You know, they signed Josh Johnson. That offense wasn't going because Jimmy Garoppolo was, you know, Aaron Rodgers or Tom Brady or Patrick Mahomes or Josh Allen. That's not how that offense has been built. It's really been built around a game manager, Jimmy Garoppolo. You could argue that he's better than that. I have made that argument in the past. And so if Brock Purdy can run this offense and run it well, you don't really have to worry about rushing out and, you know, signing a free agent like a Baker Mayfield right now who's available, or finding a way to replace him right away.
Doug Gottlieb Show on Fox Sports Radio. The other side, Tua did not look good. He was under duress. It's a really good defense. What is your opinion of Tua now against a higher level of competition?
Well, we've seen Tua against good competition in the past, and he's been okay. He's been good at times. He's been great at times. This time he wasn't, and it's for a very simple reason. That offensive line had a really hard time keeping the pocket clean for him. You know, you move a quarterback off his spot too much. I mean, think about the Chargers, their loss to the Raiders this past weekend. That was the whole story. They were just getting to Herbert a ton, right? Herbert, I have a tremendous amount of respect for. I have a tremendous way he's played this season. You know, but when a quarterback can't set his feet, when he can't stay in the rhythm of the offense, when he's forced to run around a bunch and try to make plays and throwing while in the grasp of a defender, I mean, it makes life difficult. You know, so I think the San Francisco 49ers, when they're playing at their strongest defensively and forcing turnovers and, you know, breaking up passes on key third downs and things like that, it's because their pass rush is getting home. And that's exactly what happened. I don't think this derails my belief that Tua is having a special season or that he's turning into a special quarterback. But these are the types of defenses that you need to find a way to beat if you're going to win a Super Bowl. And I know Mike McDaniel from his time in San Francisco, you know, he got a taste of what that's like. You know, out there taking on the Kansas City Chiefs, and that's definitely the goal in South Beach right now. So he will be tested again. This is a team that will be in the playoffs, as are the 49ers. And so Tua's got to get used to that level of duress in the pocket at times. We know guys like a Joe Burrow can do it. Let's find out if a Tua Tagovailoa can do it.
It's Doug Gottlieb Show here on Fox Sports Radio. What went so wrong for the Chargers that went right for the Raiders?
Yeah, that real for the Raiders. And all of a sudden, you got a defense that's starting to believe in themselves. Las Vegas has won three straight now. And it almost feels like they're graduating in the level of team that they're beating each of these three past weeks, right? You know, they beat the Broncos. You know, that was a close win, but they got the job done. Seahawks next, and that was a bit of a shootout. And then they take on the Chargers. And Max Crosby, if no one's paying attention, I mean, this guy is becoming an exceptional defensive threat in football. And I don't know if he's going to get the sort of attention and respect he deserves this season, because they're having such a down year. But Las Vegas made a good decision signing this guy long-term before the season, because they have to swing protection his way. They have to make sure they're chipping him on every play. They're butching him with the tight end. They're actually taking guys out of their route concept early in downs, because they need to pay so much attention to Crosby. That's what a special pass rusher will do. You know, we were just talking about the 49ers against Tua. You know, Nick Bosa is that type of guy. I'm starting to see the signs that we need to elevate Max Crosby into that category. I mean, is he as good as Nick Bosa? Boy, I mean, you're talking about the top echelon, but is he close? Yeah. Yeah, he's close. So what the Raiders did really well is they got after Justin Herbert. His feet were moving the entire day. They were able to slow down the Chargers offensively. And Josh Jacobs is on an absolute tear. They're starting to feature their stars. He is running the football better than anybody in the league through this short sample over the past four games. They're throwing the ball to Davante Adams. That connection is finally working for the Las Vegas Raiders. The Raiders are fun to watch right now.
Yeah, the Raiders are they are fun to watch. They've completely turned the corner. What would you do? What would you do if you're Denver? How do you try and fix that thing?
Man, if I had an answer to that question, you know what? Actually, I this would be my answer to the question. I hope you saw the clip. It was a really good one. If you haven't, I'll send it to you later on Twitter, because it's worth looking at. A clip went viral last week with Mike McDaniel talking about McDaniel. He was talking about the belief he has in him, and I think Tagovailoa last season was beat down and downtrodden from all the trade talks and all the things that was on the outside, and then, you know, he realized, like, there's some truth to this. If I'm hearing about this every single day, you know, my agent's telling me that it's true. He just didn't feel like anybody in that building believed in him. And then all of a sudden, he has this coach now, Mike McDaniel, who has full faith that he's the guy, and he's playing like it at the NFL level. I think Russell Wilson needs to be paired with a veteran offensive coach, not dissimilar to, like, Trevor Lawrence with the Doug Peterson. He looks so much better now with a veteran head coach in the NFL, an offensive guy who's been in quarterback's rooms his whole entire professional life and understands the game, and he just looks calmer. He looks like his mind's quieter. He's having way more success. Same for Tua with Mike McDaniel. I think Denver really needs to move on from Nathaniel Hackett. You know, it's not fair, but it just doesn't seem like that pairing is working, and they need to fight their tails off to either win the battle to sign Sean Payton, or they need to go find another veteran offensive mind out there who spent a lot of times with quarterbacks and has an ability to connect with this guy and get him to believe in himself again. I think all of this, hey, you know, I'm going out there and I'm doing my high knees on the plane, I'm giving it 110%, and, you know, I'm pouring myself into the belief in the guys. Like, all of the cliches that Russell Wilson hits us with, like it's machine gun fire, it's just covering up this major insecurity, which is he doesn't know why he's playing so poorly and he can't fix it right now. And that's a scary place to be. They need to get somebody who can speak to him on his level and to get him back to playing like the old Russ, if there still is enough in the tank.
Doug Gottlieb Show here on Fox Sports Radio. Awesome stuff from Rich Orenberger. I mean, real talk, really. If you kind of going to see Tampa tonight, best guess. What does Tom Brady do?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think he's in Tampa. I mean, my personal belief is, you know, about all that could or that he's wanted to get done in Tampa is done. So I mean, I wouldn't look past New England, you know, a reunion with Belichick. I wouldn't look past him looking, you know, back to the Bay Area, back home where this football career started at the high school level, you know, because they have a question mark at quarterback. Is Trey Lance really the guy? He has a broken nose, done for the season with the foot injury. You got Brock Purdy starting, so it sort of feels like it. You know, he fits right in on a Super Bowl ready roster. But basically, I would say he's gonna go join either a place that he knows he can win or he thinks he can win. And I personally believe that's no longer Tampa Bay.
Well, I agree with you. It's no longer Tampa Bay. Dan Beyer, by the way, is the first. We're going to credit him if it happens. He was like, why not San Francisco? His favorite team growing up, they need a quarterback. The only question I've had is, their offense, that quarterback's got to be athletic to hand the ball off and run rollouts. That's not how Tom Brady has played. What do you think of that as a fit?
Yeah, you're talking about San Francisco.
Yeah.
You know, you can curtail some of that. I agree with you. Conceptually, they're going to have to change things. But if your quarterback's not rolling out and he's thrown from the pocket, does it change a tremendous amount about your run game? Well, no. And their passing game is based off of their run game. So if they can just change their formation to suit. And really just like their basic scheme and drop back to suit Tom Brady or a pocket passer in general. You know, insert any elite pocket passer. I'm sure Kyle Shanahan would love to make that adjustment. And we know he can. I mean, it's Matt Ryan, I think, is a better athlete than Tom Brady, but he's not as good of an athlete as Jimmy Garoppolo. And when he was in Atlanta, I'm talking about Kyle Shanahan, he was able to build an offense around Matt Ryan and have a tremendous amount of success. He'd curtail some things, and he'd absolutely try to make that piece fit. Because I don't think Tom Brady's the biggest problem that Tampa Bay has, not by a long stretch. And I think he could improve overall San Francisco's offense if he did choose that as a free agent destination.
Rich, awesome stuff, man. Look forward to watching the game tonight, hearing your words kind of ring in the background, and we'll look forward to the rest of to next week. Thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, you bet, Doug. Anytime.
He's awesome. Check him out on weekends on Fox Sports Radio. And then our San Diego Philly does the morning show there. It's really, really, really good. Any first responder will tell you, never try and beat a train after braking. It could take a mile for a train to come to a complete stop. So when you come to a rail crossing stop, trains can't, paid for by NHTSA. All right, coming up next to the Doug Gottlieb Show, we're live at the TireRack.com studios. The NFL is fed up, and they're not taking it anymore. We'll explain next.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific.
Wow, the Chiefs did it. They went back-to-back.
The end of another season, and now for some time away from the studio.
Oh, Mark, we're not done. Now the fun starts. It's the offseason.
The combine.
Guys running really fast. You bet we're covering
it. Free agency.
Old faces and new places. Of course we'll talk about it.
Got the draft.
The next generation of stars. It's a must.
I'll just set up a sleeping bag in the studio.
That's right. There's no better way to stay up to date on the latest from our league than listening to Around the NFL. We'll break down all the moves in free agency and make sure you're ready for the start of next season.
I'll be here, so you should listen to every word we say about everything we see.
That's right, Mark.
Listen to the Around the NFL podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Heed the call.
It's draft season. The 2024 NFL Draft is coming up, and the Move the Sticks podcast has you covered for all your draft needs. Do you want to watch the game like a fan or have the mind of a scout? The show's hosted by me, Daniel Jeremiah, and my partner, Bucky Brooks. The two of us bring knowledge from careers as NFL talent scouts to the podcast world so fans can watch and understand the nuances of the game like never before.
If you want to learn everything about this year's prospects ahead of the draft and learn what makes them stand out, there's no better podcast than Move the Sticks. Who are the top five draft prospects at each position? Which quarterbacks are going in the first round? Who are the top 50 prospects in the draft? Who should you put in your mock draft? We have all the answers for you.
We've been studying these prospects all season, so you won't get a better opinion. We'll have several new episodes dropping each week, and you don't want to miss a single one. Subscribe now and listen to the Move the Sticks podcast on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and all the crazy surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL Draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get three wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. What are you talking about, Byer? Ramos?
No, he says, I think he says, take a look at the 5 and 10. And I asked Jason what that is. He says it's the freeways here in Los Angeles. Right here, watch. Here it is. Hold on. Right here. I think Dan may know. Dan?
I think it's nickel and dime stores he's talking about, five
okay.
and tens.
Yes, those that's the five and ten.
Yes. Not the, which I, by the way, I love the look at the five.
The freeway.
Oh, it's my way to work. So.
Five. I thought Ramos was talking about the fives and the tens like they're women.
Take a look at the 12 and 15 freeways.
Yes. Look at the fives and tens. Yeah. Nickel and dime store. That's like the 99 cent store. But it was actually back in the day, the nickel and dime store was the liquor store, right?
So that just goes to show you how old the song is, basically.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Do you want to guess what year? Let's do a guess.
Well, that's Michael Bublé. That's a new version. But you want to know what the original song came
written.
Out. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I would say 1942.
Okay, what do you got there, Byer?
I'll go 54.
What do you got there, Jason Stewart?
I'm going to say 20s. I'm going to go way under.
Yeah, I'm with Jason Stewart on it. I have not looked, but I would think.
So you don't know the answer?
No. I honestly
And by
thought
54, I meant 54 AD. Just years old.
Right after the Roman Empire.
I think it was written in 1951, if I read it correctly, because that's when Bing Crosby recorded it. So who said 50s?
I said 54.
Dan.
We need a ruling here, Jace, too, because usually I do the Price is Right thing, but he's so much closer than the rest of us.
Oh, yeah. You give it to Dan.
Yeah, Dan got it. 51. Bing Crosby, 51. Now, you guys know my favorite, which is, I think, the saddest one. It's like the most lonely one. Ramos, do you have queued up? Do you remember my favorite Christmas song?
I do know what it is. I don't have it queued up because I'm going to play it at some point since I know it's your favorite. But if you want me to queue it up, I can get it really fast.
Sure, why not?
Okay, stand by.
So here's what happened. Just I'll set the stage for people who are listening. Like, why are they doing this? So every year, I think Ramos gets an email that, okay, now we're going to play Christmas music as bumper music. And I don't know who, I have a good guess on who it is, but I don't really, no one's ever explained the logic behind to me. Just, I guess the thing is like, well, I like Christmas music. Everybody likes Christmas music. Like, yeah, but there's also like Christmas music stations out there. Anyway, every year we get this edict and it's not worth complaining over because this is what we do.
And in fact, the email does say, please don't have the right about
but
that.
But again, it's like one of those things, like, what are you really complaining about?
Yes, right? I agree. Just have fun.
Have fun with it. You can, and here's the kind of cool things about our bosses. We can even make, we're allowed to make fun of it. Like, we can make fun of some of these songs and that we're doing. They don't care. Just play the Christmas music. Anyway, this one's my favorite one. I don't know why, but it makes me very melancholy. And it's a beautiful arrangement. I do figures. I picture like some house with snow on the outside, right? Christmas lights, Christmas tree, like a pipe. Have you guys ever lived in a neighborhood where people go carol, Christmas carol?
No.
No.
Yeah.
But I mean, kids have done it because they had to. Like for the school, but nobody's
they always give their best effort when they have to, by the way.
Yes. But nobody's actually been like, hey, look, here come a bunch of Christmas carolers.
When I was in Canton, Connecticut, we had a really cool neighborhood and people Christmas caroled. And they would just like walk down house to house and then they just sing. Like, you're like, wow, this is kind of cool. Griswold Farms. This puss part I love. They know that. Wait, that's it? There you go.
Sorry, I brought it down. I thought we were going to the press. My bad.
A great time of year. And if you're one of those people that gets a, like, well, I don't try. Merry Christmas is kind of offensive. Like, if you have anything you want to say is offensive about Christmas, like, just go away. Go away. Anyway, let's get to the press. And so,
the press.
Simple vow. What do you got there, Dan Beyer?
Doug.
They didn't Beyer. Christmas carol in your neighborhood in Wisconsin, don't just on the people.
No, there were enough people who's. Nobody did it. Yeah, nobody was going around door to door. Too cold. Although, honestly, sometimes, you know, there'd be a Christmas here or there where you wouldn't have snow, you know, or there'd be very, very little of it, so it's just super cold and
messy. Representative Beyer.
Heisman finalists going to be announced coming up in a couple of hours. Four of them. So there will be four Heisman final. You want to take any
yes
guesses?
Yes.
Okay. I don't know who they are. We'll find out.
Four.
You know, and then we'll find out the winner coming up on Saturday. But the four finalists will be announced at 6:45 Eastern.
Okay. My guess is Caleb Williams. I think he'll win it. Max Dugan will get invited. Bryce Young will get invited, and Hendon Hooker will get invited.
What about no C.J. Stroud?
Yeah, one of those guys got to not. They not going to invite Bryce Young?
Maybe won't invite Hendon Hooker. Okay. I don't know.
Okay.
But we'll find out in a couple of hours. The award for
make your guess. Make your guess because. Then I can agree with you.
No, I think it's Williams. I think it's Stroud.
Yeah.
I think that Duggan will make it. And I was going to say Bryce Young, but
you might be right. The Hendon Hooker one is the one that I can't figure out. And Bryce Young didn't have as good a year as he had last
year. Correct. He was hurt. He was hurt too.
Yeah. He might be the guy left out.
You said Hooker, and actually that would be a nice reward for him, considering how the season ended for the Vols. Text of the year, I got this from Jason Stewart yesterday. Love having Lamar Jackson and Russell Wilson on my Superflex team. The only time Red Zone went to a play in that game was when Jackson got hurt.
That game was so bad. I watched that game at a sports at a Buffalo Wild Wings.
Oh, man.
There really is nothing worse than that because, you know, you're fired up. You're watching the Red Zone channel. I have two quarterbacks on my team playing in the same game. So I'm looking for a lot of fireworks. They never went to the game for a highlight.
Why do you still have Russell Wilson?
Yeah. So
you still have Russell Wilson.
Why do I still have him? Because it's a super flex with 14 teams. Like, Russell Wilson's actually a pretty good backup.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense, Dan?
Yes, absolutely.
Representative
28 quarterbacks. He'd be in the top 28.
Huh.
Barely. Oh,
that's so great.
Barely.
Just, Yeah, it is. But he makes it. Hey, I had to play a super flex league 1 year when I started Joe Flacco. And this was recently. The NFL teams, Pro Football Talk, reported that the memo is stressing the importance of having players not fake injuries. This was highlighted.
Bengals.
Yes, Bengals-Chiefs game yesterday. Jesse Bates faking an injury as the Bengals were trying to make subs.
I don't know how you stop that. I mean, that one was obvious, but I don't know how you stop it. When guys are really good at faking injuries, you can't tell. Because any tackle, somebody can get dinged up in, right?
Yes. Absolutely. And the rumor mill is churning. Even the NFL Network's insiders, Ian Rappaport, saying teams are starting to do their homework on Michigan head coach Jim Harbaugh and looking into maybe pursuing the coach to see if he'd be interested in coming back to the NFL.
I just don't know. I just don't know. Like, again, it's one thing to turn around a program and find where it's a national power. It's a whole other thing when it's your school.
It is. But remember, it was in February that he interviewed for the Minnesota Vikings job.
Yep.
And had a callback interview where he interviewed with them in person. So for as much as, you know, I think now he could say he's got the program to the point where he can move on and take a job.
Get impressed.
That was the press.
Colts?
Yep.
Chargers?
Eh.
Who else? I mean, who else is going to be really interesting? Panthers? Whatever. I don't think you see him taking some Panthers job. Got to go somewhere as a quarterback. You know, or you're going to get a quarterback of it, you know, when you pick. Check out the In the Bonus podcast. Special guest on that one. I think you'll love it. In the meantime, it's Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio.
It's draft season. The 2024 NFL Draft is right around the corner, and the Move the Six podcast has you covered for all your draft needs. The show's hosted by me, Daniel Jeremiah, and my partner, Bucky Brooks.
When it comes to Detroit and the draft, Move the Sticks is the podcast that will answer all of your questions. Who should you put in your mock draft? Don't worry, tune in and you'll be ready to watch the draft like a scout.
We've been studying these prospects all season, so you won't get a better opinion. Subscribe now and listen to the Move the Sticks podcast on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Lombardi may have been lifted, but that doesn't mean there's no football to talk about. It's the offseason, and there's no better way to stay up to date with the latest from our league than with the Around the NFL podcast. Join me, Dan Hansis, and my buds, Mark Sessler and Greg Rosenthal, for news and fresh content all offseason long. From the start of free agency, where we'll break down familiar faces headed to new places, to the next generation of superstars walking across that stage at the NFL draft, we have you covered. Listen to the Around the NFL podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Heed the call.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft.
That's right. We will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and surprises.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year.
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.